Hi, my name is Randy. I'm gonna record
Hi,
it live.
Randy.
Hi, hi.
Hey, this is Joseph. This is Joseph with the Legal Intake Center. I have a Miss Taisha H Day. Last name is AGEDAY. And her best phone number is 646-764-9486. Needs assistance with her Depo Provera claim.
Absolutely. You can go ahead and put her on. Yes, please.
Hi,
thank you, Joseph.
Ms. AJ Hill, thank you from here. Thank you.
Hello.
Hi, how are you, ma'am? There, it's a little clearer now. I was having just a little bit of trouble hearing you. My name is Randy Reese. I am on a recorded line. And just to confirm, your phone number is 646-764-9486?
Yes.
Okay. And it is Reese, like the peanut butter cup, so I'm going to help you with your claim. Do you want to see if you meet the criteria for the Depo Provera claim, ma'am?
Yes.
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, perfect. Just I seem to have a lot of background noise, and it makes it a little hard to hear. So I'm sending you a text message right now, and this is my contact information. In case we should become disconnected, I will immediately call you right back. That's a 949 number. That would be my desk phone, okay?
Yes.
And can you spell your first name for me, please?
T-Y-I-E-S-H-A.
And that's Taisha, T-Y-I-E-S-H-A.
Yes.
And could you please spell your last name for me? I know he did, but I couldn't hear him.
A-G-E-D-A-Y.
A-G-E-G-A-Y.
D-A-Y.
I'm sorry, say that again.
D-A-Y.
D as in dog?
Yes, D
Thank
as in
you.
Dog.
So it's like age day, correct? Okay, thank you. I'm so sorry about that. Okay, let me pull up your script here. And now, again, Randy Reese, recorded line. You want to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo lawsuit, correct, Ms. H. Day?
Yes.
Ma'am, have you already gotten an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
Okay. And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you've not sought legal representation or advice from any other law firm or attorney just for this specific matter, but most importantly, you've not signed documents with another law firm? Are you willing to affirm that?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, would you be filing this claim on behalf of yourself, ma'am?
Yes.
And are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes.
And were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. Ma'am, what was your date of diagnosis?
August 8th, 2021.
2021. Thank you. So I have August 8th of 2021.
Yes.
And what is your date of birth?
4/25/1994.
Thank you, ma'am. And again, I did text you my phone number. If you know any other ladies that want to talk about this Depo suit, please feel free to pass on my name and number, okay?
Okay.
And now, ma'am, did you use the brand name Depo Provera?
Yes.
Okay. And so you did not use the generic, correct? You, as far as you know, you used the Depo Provera because they called generic by a different name. So that's correct.
It was the Depo Provera.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, did you use the Depo for at least 1 year?
Yes.
And after using Depo or within any one of those 1 years, can you confirm that you had at least 4 injections before you got diagnosed with cancer?
Yes.
Okay. Now, did you use Depo Provera between January 1st, 1992 and the present date?
Yes.
And approximately when did you start using Depo Provera?
I started in March 2019.
Could you remember if that was the beginning of the month, middle of the month of March 2019?
No, I can't remember that.
Okay. This might help you. St. Patrick's Day is like the middle of the month. Do you remember if you were on the depot before or after St. Patrick's Day?
I don't know.
If you have, it could be approximate. It doesn't have to be the exact day, but I do need to put something in here. So if you had to guess.
I would say maybe 7.
Okay. So 3/7/2019. And Ms. H. Day, when did you stop using Depo? And that usually is somewhere around your diagnosis date, usually a little before that. Do you remember?
Yeah. August 2021.
Okay, so right before you went into the doctor?
So, yeah.
Okay. So I put the 1st of August of 2021. Is that okay?
That's fine.
Okay. And then we know you were diagnosed with meningioma. Can you please confirm your gender for me?
I'm a female.
Thank you. And you did already give this to me. And I put it in here, so hold on. Let me pull it up. And Taisha, T-Y-E-S-H-A, correct?
I-E.
Say that again.
I-E. I-E. T-Y-I-E-S-H-A.
Thank you. And it is Age Day. I can hear you much better all of a sudden. Age Day.
A-G-E-D-A-Y.
A-G-E-D-A-Y.
Yes.
Correct. That's how I have it. And sorry about the first name. There was so much background noise. I really couldn't hear, but I'm doing the best I can. No, it's not your fault. I'm doing the best I can. Okay. And I corrected it on the other spot where I had it wrong. Okay. Continue. We're almost done here. What's your best email address?
yours17@icloud.com.
Now, I hope I heard this right, but I have yours, yours17@icloud.com?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I got it. Now, on your name, Ms. H. Day, is there a suffix to your name, junior, senior, anything like that?
No.
Okay. Sometimes there is, believe it or not.
Yeah.
And this phone number that we're on, is it a cell phone?
Yes.
Okay, and do you prefer to be contacted via text, email, or cell phone?
Anyway,
okay.
It doesn't matter.
And do you have a particular time of the day that you prefer to be contacted?
A.M.
Perfect. And what is your address, please?
507 West 28th Street, New York, New York. Apartment 16K. Area code 100001.
Thank you. And what is the apartment?
16K.
16K. Thank you. So 16 Kite.
Yes.
Okay. And I'm just going back and making sure I didn't miss anything back up now that I can hear you so much better. I've been to New York. It is loud there. So it's not your fault, okay? And, all right, continuing on. Who was your doctor that diagnosed you?
Dr. Cohen.
Is that C or a K on Dr. Cohen?
C-O-H-E-N.
C-O-H-E-N. And where was that at?
That was at Brooklyn Hospital.
Brooklyn. Okay, bear with me. I'm on Google right now, so I'm just going to pull up what I need.
His first name is Anders.
Yeah, I got it. Dr. Anders J. Cohen, is that correct?
Yeah.
And by the way, he has all 5-star reviews, so you're in good hands with him. I'm just saying that because I see it. And I have his address. Now, this may not be the same address as where you saw him. This is his office that's on Willoughby Street in Brooklyn. Is that where you see him at?
No, I see him at Brooklyn Hospital.
Yep, that's what I thought. Okay. I'll get it right here. Hold on.
I think it's on 121 DPAT.
Yep. Thank you. I found it. Thank you for confirming for me. So just going to put that in there. And thank you. It asked it a couple times, so bear with me. But that's good that you have the information. I do appreciate it. And again, I'm so sorry you had to go through this. It's crazy. Okay. And but prior to the meningioma, had you ever gotten any sort of cancer diagnosis before?
No.
Thank you. I'm so sorry again. Now, is Dr. Anders, is he the one that also treated you?
Yes.
Okay. Let me copy and paste it again. And did you go to the Brooklyn Hospital there for treatment as well?
Yes.
Okay. Just copying and pasting, almost there. And Dr. Cohen, was he also the one that prescribed you any prescriptions or anything that you needed to take for treatment?
Yeah.
Okay.
Treatment, yeah.
Okay, thank you. So, again, I'm just copying and pasting. And were you prescribed any medications to take home with you or any medications at all?
No.
Okay. What about when you were at the hospital? What type of treatments did you receive?
I received radiation therapy.
Oh, sorry. And did they give you any pain meds or anything? Like at the hospital?
Yeah, at the hospital, no. I did a radiation therapy and craniotomy surgery.
Oh, you had surgery too. So any medications that you would have taken, they would have been given to you at the hospital, is that correct?
Right.
Because most hospitals do have a pharmacy. Actually, all hospitals have a pharmacy. So any medication. So they didn't, like, send you out to Walgreens or anything like that to get any meds, correct?
No.
Okay. And can you confirm for me that your medical records do exist, and if needed, you can help us obtain those, or, in fact, do you have them now?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. And if requested by the attorneys, will you be able to provide them either by mail or electronically, however they ask?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you for that. And for the purpose of pulling your medical records, what is your Social Security number?
109.
I'm sorry,
109.
Thank you.
82.
Thank you.
0816.
Thank you. Okay. And how are you doing now?
I'm hanging in there. Everything wasn't taken out. So
you're stressed about reoccurrence?
Yeah.
No, you poor thing. I'm going to make sure I note this, okay? Because that was just a partial, like you mentioned. Okay. Oh, you poor thing. All right. The last question is this. We do request an emergency contact number. This would be in case something unfortunate happens to you. This would be an insurance that we can continue your case for you. This would only be if we can't get a hold of you for an extended period of time. So what I need is a name, a phone number, who they are, and if they'd be able to access your email, and I can put your address. So, can you give me the first name?
Yeah.
of someone we might be able to contact and say, hey, we're trying to get it. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
You want an emergency contact?
Yes, ma'am. And we wouldn't be discussing the details of the case. It would just be to say, hey, we're trying to get a hold of Miss Age Day. And it's really not likely that it would ever happen.
Okay. I can give you my cousin.
Okay. What's your cousin's first name? Absolutely.
I'm going to give you my mom.
Okay. What's your mom's first name? That's better.
Yeah. Michelle.
And what's Michelle's phone number?
347-782-782-7614.
Thank you. She's your mom. Okay. And in the event that something should happen to you, make sure that your mom can access your email. I'll put your email address here as her contact. So please make sure. And that would be okay, right?
Yes.
Okay. Hang on, one more copy and paste. And that actually was the last question. Just let me real quick make sure I didn't forget anything. And then I put as your mom's address, your address as well. So if you're like me, in the event that something would happen, my mom's going to have a handle on everything and then some for me. All right. Have you ever signed documents via DocuSign before?
Like electronically?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have before.
Okay. I'm going to send you a document right now. It's only going to take you a second to sign it. There's only just a couple of signatures on it. And I'm also going to send you another text message. And this would be the attorneys that are representing you in this case. And so what the deal with that is once you have signed this, did I send this already? Once you have signed this document, your claim will be filed. There we go. Come on. Hang on. I got to reload this. There it is. And the correct spelling of your name is T-Y-I-E or E-I?
I-E.
Okay. That's how I have it. You'll see that. I'm just making sure. I don't want to have egg on my face again. All right. The document is coming your way now. You should have just received it both via text as well as email. If you wouldn't mind clicking on that text, the first thing it's going to ask you to do is agree to receive information from me electronically. And then the rest of it's pretty self-explanatory, but I'm right here if you have any questions. But you will see I spelled your name T-Y-I-E-S-H-A-A-G-E-D-A-Y.
Click on the link.
You doing okay? Thank you, Ms. H. Day. I just sent you a text message, a second text message. This one is the name. It's Pulaski. That's the name of the firm that represents you in this case. They will be doing just a brief verification call. I promise you won't have to go through the same intake that you just went through with me. It's more like an introductory call. They're just going to introduce themselves. So watch for that call. They will leave you a voice message if they miss it. It will be from a 909 phone number, and I did text you that phone number. And other than that, I do thank you for your time and putting up with my lack of being able to hear. I'm old. That's why, ma'am. Okay. And thank you so much, and bless you for all that you've had to go through. And let's just make sure that you get a real nice settlement coming up here for all that you went through, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you.
Do you have any questions for me?
No.
Okay. Taisha, you have a blessed day, and you take care of yourself, okay?
You too.
Thank you, ma'am. Bye-bye now.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.